Our next guest is Nolan Bushnell. Nolan is one of those guys who we could spend the full half hour just introducing Nolan and still not get to all of his accomplishments. But let me give you what I think of as a few of the highlights. He's one of the pioneers of the video game industry. He founded the video game company Atari Corporation and brought the first financially successful arcade video game to market, Pong. And damn you, Nolan Bushnell, I spent a lot of quarters when I was in high school playing that damn game. At Atari, he also served as one of the first and only bosses for Steve Jobs. He's the author of Bushnell's Law, about what makes a video game good. He's founded a number of other businesses, including Chuck E. Cheese's and his latest venture, Brain Rush. He's the author of a book called Finding the Next Steve Jobs, How to Find, Keep, and Nurture Talent. How did you find, keep, and nurture Steve Jobs?
One of the pawns in the book is hire for passion, that most everything else can be trained. If a person is truly alive, and, you know, I joke and say, don't hire dead people. Only hire people who are alive and out of the box.
I'm writing that down. Don't hire dead people. Okay, yeah.
And Steve was that. And we ended up becoming good friends, and he was very rough around the edges. He was 19, 20 years old, and very, very prickly, I'd say. Didn't bathe very much, and was a little obnoxious to some of his coworkers. And so I was always getting complaints about him. So I decided to put him on the night shift, and that's where he and Woz did Breakout.
Really? So that I read that in Isaacson's book, that he, because of his fruit and vegetable heavy diet, he thought that he didn't need to bathe.
Yeah.
But he smelled so bad, you put him on the night shift?
That's correct.
But
the engineering night shift.
Yeah, but
he was the only member.
But you didn't fire him, which is kind of, you know, a lot of people, if they get that kind of person who just refuses to bathe, they'd say, well, you know, why don't you find a job, you know, among other kind of similarly inclined people and not work here. But you saw something in him that made you want to keep him, even though he was difficult to be around and difficult to endure. What was it about him that you saw that you wanted to nurture?
There were a couple of really good talents that he had. He was a fix-it. You know, if there was a problem, you could put him on it and know that it was going to get done. I used to actually send him to fix problems that we had in the field. And, of course, that did two things. Once somebody have him come and fix the problems, they wouldn't want him to come back, so we didn't have to have that problem. Because a lot of times people were just complaining.
But he'd
actually get the problems fixed.
Uh-huh. What are some of your favorite questions to ask to find those really talented people? How do we, you know, people are pretty good at kind of gaming the interview process and telling us what we want to hear if we're a hiring manager. How do you get past that to really find those great people, those innovative people?
Well, as I said, my number one, you know, quality is passion, excitement, what have you. And so I start probing about what they love to do. What are their loves? And I don't try to be too obtuse about that, but I say, tell me about your hobbies. Tell me about your vacations. If I can't light them up, and if they can't talk passionately about something that they do, it could be a previous job. It could be what they're doing now. It could be a class they had in college. But they've got to be able to light up, and I mean light up more than 150 watts. And if I can light them up anywhere, I figure I can light them up about my company. But if I can't, if there's kind of a plain vanilla, unlit, I really like to watch TV kind of thing. I realize that if the rest of life hasn't given them passion, my company isn't going to either.